Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Patriotic music. That's what we got here today on the Small Business Advocate Show because we're celebrating our nation's independence. The 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. If you're an American, happy Independence Day. If you're not an American, but you have any freedom, if you're not an American and you are free today, you're capable, anywhere around the world, wherever you're listening, and you have the ability to follow your own dream, then you probably, there's some connection to America because of that. And if you hope to have freedom, if you're not free, as much as you'd like to have more liberty, then you probably are holding on to the ideals of America to help make that happen. I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, 78 years ago, Abraham Lincoln's dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery included these words: "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal." That was Lincoln. 47 years earlier, one of those fathers, Thomas Jefferson, as I mentioned in the previous segment, penned what is arguably the most important secular document in history, the Declaration of Independence, which included this passionate passage: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Having the spirit, courage, and vision to declare independence at a time when monarchy was the accepted model of government is pretty impressive. What those guys did is beyond impressive. It's almost miraculous. But fighting for those principles then and defending them from within and from without for 235 years... as America has done, is unprecedented. To be sure, America has had lapses in the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, while Lincoln was trying to save his beloved country, he made this judgment: "We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us." Even today, America is a work in progress. We're on a journey of understanding that has many stations, where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city upon a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, the United States of America is still a benefactor nation with millions of beneficiaries. Freedom to dream is found in other lands, as is freedom to pursue dreams. But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than in America, and it's because of those who had the spirit to create our founding documents, the will to deliver them, and the courage to defend them. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have been essential to millions of American small businesses. If you ask anyone, anywhere on the planet, where to go to start a business and have the greatest chance to succeed and to accrue the fruits of the labor of your labor, the answer would be America. Generation after generation of small business owners have, like the founders, demonstrated spirit, will, and courage as they have claimed and perpetuated the American dream. So as we celebrate the blessings of another 4th of July in America, my friends, Let's think about fulfilling Lincoln's hope. This was the last line of his first inaugural address, when he hoped that the bonds of affection for each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. I love that passage that Lincoln wrote, that our bonds of affection for each other would be touched by the better nature of our angels. You know, this is something that all Americans should think about. We we need to be demanding a little more of this kind of thing, that kind of sentiment, among our politicians. America has become polarized, politically polarized, these days, and this is not all that new. The political acrimony has been going on a long time. But I think you and I are going to have to step in, my friends. You and I as citizens are going to have to step in to this thing that's going on in Washington, D.C. You and I are going to have to demand that our representatives, our elected representatives, behave with greater leadership, behave with more of the standards of our founders, behave in more like the spirit of America. Behave as Lincoln hoped that we would all be, that our bonds of affection would be touched by the better angels of our nature. Because America is the greatest country in the history of mankind. America, with warts and all, with all of the things that are wrong about America, there's still more right about it than are wrong. And there are a lot of people around planet Earth that are better off because America existed. Imagine a world without an America, and it's easy to see that it wouldn't be very pretty. God bless America. God bless small business owners, wherever you may be. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. More to come on this day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.